Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Information continues to unfold in the death of Clint and Kristen Brink, the mom and dad who died fighting off an assailant in Devil's Den Park, protecting their two little girls, ages 7 and 9. Jennifer Gould has the details.
Nancy, a gruesome double murder at Arkansas's Devil Den State Park has unleashed a terrifying new investigation, with authorities now probing if the killer is linked to a chilling unsolved case with eerie similarities, including potential satanic ties. Andrew McGann, a 28-year-old former teacher, is in custody for the brutal stabbing deaths of Clinton Brink, 43, and Kristen Brink, 41. Here's Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager at a previous news conference.
What we know right now, we have no indication to suggest that the girls were his target. I can tell you that we have no reason to believe that there was any known association between our suspects and our victims.
But authorities now fear he may be a serial predator stalking America's remote parklands. The horror unfolded on July 26th. When the Brinks were viciously attacked while hiking with their two young daughters, aged 7 and 9, the couple died, shielding their children, who escaped unharmed and are now with family. Arkansas State Police acted fast, swiftly identifying McGann, a Springdale resident, after DNA evidence found at the crime scene matched his profile. McGann was nabbed on July 30th at a barber shop mid-trim. He faces 2 counts of capital murder, with prosecutors vowing to pursue the death penalty. But the case took a darker turn when investigators began digging into a possible connection to the 2020 unsolved murder of John Schmutzer at Wisconsin's Devil's Lake State Park. Here's an official at the news conference.
We just simply think that he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He was alone. It was probably an attack that he did not see coming.
Schmutzer was stabbed to death while hiking alone, and the discovery of symbols carved nearby that authorities described as, quote, potentially ritualistic, end quote, has fueled wild speculation. Crime labs in Arkansas and Wisconsin are now exchanging DNA evidence to see if McGann, who has lived in Oklahoma and Texas, was in the area at the time of the Wisconsin slaying. Meanwhile, an unsolved 2023 shooting death in Vermont also garnered attention, but police have since ruled out any link to McGann. The FBI's Little Rock field office is assisting Arkansas State Police, who released a composite sketch and photo of McGann before his arrest, depicting a white male in dark clothing and fingerless gloves fleeing in a black sedan. Police have not released a motive for the murders. As the investigation continues, Devil's Den remains under heightened patrols with trails closed. For the latest on this case and all crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
A monster who allegedly faked his own death to vanish from justice is now back from the grave and facing his accuser in a Utah courtroom. The man known in the U.S. as Nicholas Rossi, whose legal name is Nicholas Oliverdian, is accused of orchestrating a brazen scheme to escape rape charges. He was arrested in Scotland in 2021, a year after his phony death was reported, when he was recognized at a Glasgow hospital while receiving treatment for COVID-19. He initially tried to pretend he was an Irish orphan named Arthur Knight, who had never set foot on American soil. He tried to keep up the charade at a previous hearing. Listen.
Mr. Rossi?
Knight.
Still Mr. Knight?
His theatrical act of appearing in court in a wheelchair and breathing from an oxygen tank during his high-stakes trial underway right now is, prosecutors say, just another twisted manipulation by a man who used at least a dozen aliases to dodge the law for years.
State of Utah versus Rossi.
The shocking case centers on the testimony of a woman whose identity is being protected. She told the court how she met Rossi through a Craigslist personal ad in November of 2008 while she was recovering from a traumatic brain injury, a vulnerability prosecutors claim he was quick to exploit. The relationship was a whirlwind, with the pair getting engaged in just 2 weeks. But she alleges Rossi quickly became a controlling nightmare. He demanded she pay for dates, his rent, and even the engagement rings. The romance soured after a heated argument where Rossi allegedly pounded on her car, blocking her from leaving a parking garage. She testified that after finally getting him to go home, she went inside to end things for good. It was there, she claims, that Rossi pushed her onto his bed, held her down, and raped her. Deputy Salt Lake County District Attorney Brandon Simmons painted Rossi as a cunning predator who preyed on her fragility. Rossi's defense, however, argues the woman only fabricated the allegations years later out of resentment over the financial strain of their month-long relationship. Rossi's saga of deception hit a new level when he allegedly faked his death in 2020, even having an obituary published claiming he died of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Rossi fought his extradition from Scotland for months, but his claims that he was Arthur Knight were ultimately rejected by the courts, and he was returned to the U.S. in January of 2024. Rossi faces a second rape trial in September in Utah County. And finally, New York's most notorious fake heiress, Anna Delvey, is in a burrow of trouble after her latest photo shoot went sideways. You might remember this not-so-basic moment when she appeared on the TV show Dancing with the Stars.
What are you going to take away from this competition? Nothing.
But now she's accused of doing something that has many hopping mad. A couple of glammed-up rabbits she used as props for her social media shoot were heartlessly ditched in Brooklyn's Prospect Park, sparking a ferocious backlash from animal lovers everywhere. Delvey, whose real name is Anna Sorokin, who is still sporting an ankle monitor, initially hopped away from blame, saying she had no knowledge the animals were abandoned, and her 19-year-old assistant later confessed to the harebrained move. Now the con artist, who spent 4 years in prison for stealing $270,000 from friends and businesses to fund her lavish lifestyle, is claiming she's receiving a whole furball of death threats over the kerfuffle. In a desperate tailspin to save face, she's reportedly coughed up a donation of $1,000 to a rabbit rescue. This whole ordeal leaves a pawful lot of questions about her judgment, proving once again that she is still not who she says she is, and she's still dealing in a whole lot of bunny business. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.